A Ghost Collection by Anne Stanmore. Published by Burlington Books. Copyright 2009. The Ghosts of Dodson Hall.
Chapter 1. Dodson Hall. It is 1940, and the Germans are bombing the big cities in England. Sally Brown is 12 years old. She goes with some children from her school to stay in Norwich Village in the country. It's safe there for the children. Sally is going to stay in Miss Dodson's house. She lives alone in Dodson Hall, a big old house near the village. Miss Dodson says,
"I'm an old woman, and I can't look after you. I know it's lonely, and children are bored here. I'm sorry, but it's better than London with the bombs. Let me take you to your bedroom."
Sally puts her bag in her bedroom and decides to explore the house. She walks around the cold, quiet rooms. Everything is elegant and beautiful. But Sally is sad because she wants to be with her family in London. It's lonely in Dodson Hall because she hasn't got any children to play with. Suddenly, Sally hears laughter.
Children!
She thinks.
Happy children! Who are they? I'll go downstairs and find them.
Sally enters the kitchen. A girl and boy are running out of the door into the garden.
Wait!
She shouts.
Don't go!
The girl stops and looks at her in surprise.
Mealy?
She says. Then she turns and runs outside. Sally is perplexed.
Who were the children?
She thinks.
Why did they run from the kitchen? And what is Mealy?